Slice Your Age in Half, Episode 15.
Welcome to Slice Your Age in Half, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
So I've got two very special guests with me in the studio today, and before I actually even tell you who they are, I'll give you a hint. Guess what? I just finished a yoga class. I take yoga every Monday evening, by the way. I forgot to tell everybody, and I really believe in yoga. I've been doing it for quite some time now, and so what I did, I invited my entire class into the studio today, or I should say this evening, to be on my program, Slice Your Age in Half, because, well, it's a very small class. The class consists of my yoga instructor, Sandy, and my wife, Yoko, who happens to be not only probably one of the best yoga practitioners I've ever seen. She could be on the cover of a darn yoga magazine. She's so good, and I'm such a failure in yoga, but she's a massage therapist also, and I think we can bring some really great information to all my listeners tonight. I keep saying tonight, but it's actually today. It's tonight. Is it today or tonight? I don't know, but it doesn't matter when it is, because when you're listening to it, it might be today or tonight, or it might be another day. Right. But I'd like to introduce Sandy. Sandy is my yoga instructor. Sandy, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
You are, I'd say, honestly, I'm going to go on record by saying this. You are perhaps the best yoga instructor on the planet. Now, before you refute that, I want to tell you something.
Oh, I won't. I wouldn't.
You won't refute that.
No.
Because I have taken yoga classes on and off probably now for about 13 years. And I used to take it at this place. I used to have to drive a half an hour to get there. And it was a whole big class in this big room with a wooden floor. And then I'd have to drive back in the cold back home. But now, every Monday evening, I've got Sandy coming to the house here. It's kind of like my yoga studio / house. And you give a private yoga class here with just me and Yoko, and you really get it. I'm not kidding. You really get it, because I am not flexible. You know that. I'm not flexible, but you totally tailor the class to... What are you laughing about?
Because Yoko said no.
I'm not flexible.
No, but most people are not.
I'm not flexible.
Everyone is different. Everyone's body is different.
But I think I'm a really good yogi now.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten really good because of your because of your modifications.
And I noticed
because of what you're helping me with.
Right.
I noticed the biggest difference probably today, since you said you had been practicing when you were away.
Yeah.
And I noticed in your alignment and your posture. And I noticed a big difference.
Well, you know, it's funny because when we first I told everybody I've been taking yoga on and off for about 13 years, but there was a long time, you know, I did it quite a bit 13, you know, Sandy, I did it about 13 years ago, but then I took many years off of yoga, but then we started having you come to the house and doing a yoga class every once a week, every Monday evening. And you know, here's the thing, it's been maybe 2 to 3 years now. I mean, 2 to 3 years?
I'd say three years. That's amazing.
But I've come to this realization, because when we first started this class at the house, you would come once a week, and I really wouldn't, first of all, I wouldn't feel that comfortable with it, because like I said, I had a difficult time with a lot of it. But then, and I wouldn't practice at all during the week. And you know that.
And sitting in a cross, because at the beginning you couldn't sit in a cross-legged position on the floor.
Right. And you can't hide, not practicing, you can't hide it. I can't get away. But then for some reason, 2.5 to 3 years later, this is really weird. The whole thing just like clicks in. And I get up every morning now, and I talk to my listeners about a morning ritual now. Mm-hmm. And I get up every morning, and especially during the winter, I sit in front of the fireplace, and it's beautiful. And I put mm-hmm. some nice, soft music on. And I go through my warm-ups, my breathing, some poses, and it is such a great way to start the day. It is unbelievable. And I thank you. But what the point is, it's taken me 2 to 3 years for this to like click in.
And when you've lately, when we've you've texted from when you've been traveling somewhere mm-hmm. and you tell me that you've practiced yoga in the hotel room, I feel so, that makes me so happy.
Because makes you good.
People that a lot of times in my classes, everyone, oh, I feel so good after yoga class. But to really benefit, you know, mentally, physically, it should be practiced on a regular basis. And it doesn't mean practicing an hour and a half, 2 hours. It could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, even of just breathing techniques or meditation or just some gentle stretches. And it will make a difference in everything in your life. I really believe.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a believer. Yeah. And I know, Yoko, you're a believer. You stretch and you do some form of yoga every morning. I mean, you're better than I mean, as far
don't
as
say, no, a competition.
I don't mean better. No, I don't mean better as far as the poses. I mean as far as
she's very
doing
flexible.
On a regular, on a regular basis. Very connected. Very
with
connected.
Yoga?
That's exactly what it's about, and it's not just about the poses because a lot of people think that it's yoga. I practice yoga. It's about the poses. It's connect. It's, you know, with your breath awareness and meditation and the poses also. And every class should have all of those elements and more. And it's a lifestyle, and it can mm-hmm. actually it's used for stress reduction. A lot of I've taught at University of Maryland General Motors, Maryland Public Television, a lot of larger companies are actually offering classes for their employees because it helps, you know, less stress, mm-hmm. you know. So and if you practice on a regular basis, it actually it makes a difference in your life every day.
Yeah, even like after yoga, like mind gets so clear, so it's good for the business people. Like it's not only physically,
mentally.
Brain gets so clear so that maybe they can produce more, like, you know, create more ideas.
Sell more.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
So let's just back up for a second then. So if somebody were to come up to you, Sandy, on the street, and you've been a yoga instructor how long now?
About 8 years.
8 years, now. Wow.
I've been practicing yoga for...
Many moons. You're old.
I'm ancient.
You're very old. But anyway, so if somebody were to come up to you on the street, or let's say one of my listeners asked you, hey, Sandy, what is yoga? Like, so how do you define yoga exactly?
It's, I mean, like I said before, you're more in tune with yourself. And it's not just, like I said, it's not just the poses. It's about breath awareness. Because usually we get from point A to point B, and half the time we don't know how we got there. It's about bringing your awareness to the point of where you are. Okay, so you're more in tune with yourself.
Hmm. It's funny, you've always tried to teach awareness. Is that the right, awareness, like self-awareness, awareness, like being aware of like...
Awareness of your breath,
yeah.
Awareness of what, you know, the, just... Everything around you, whether it's the texture of the anything mm-hmm. visually.
Is that all yoga? Is that yoga?
Well, the thing is that in the many like I said, a lot of class. I mean, it's important to go into a yoga class. You want to make sure the instructor is certified, and it's important to not just the poses. It's important to have some kind of breath awareness and meditation. And it's more than the physical. It's more about the physically and mentally. So beneficial to your body. You know, just to just for life. Just in every, whether you have back issues, which would be physical. Whether there are, you know, I've taught at University of Maryland in the psychiatric department, and or mental issue. Everyone has mental issues, I guess.
You have mental
issues. Just kidding. I know I do.
You have
everyone
plenty
does.
Of mental issues.
So do you. Yoko doesn't like, have mental issues.
No, but as a massage therapist, being awareness.
Awareness.
To where you
is,
are.
Yeah.
Yoko, by the way, Yoko is Japanese.
Sorry.
So Yoko's Japanese.
Sorry for the accent.
Her first language is Japanese.
Try to understand me, please.
You're very easy to understand. That's no problem. I just want to make
okay,
it clear that you're...
easier than most.
That English is not your first language, so no. You might have to listen a little bit more carefully. But
right,
go ahead.
Please.
But you have the advantage of being Japanese. You are really experienced with Eastern philosophy, Eastern type medical type things within your massage practice and Western as well, which is
right.
I think is a real plus.
Right. But no, I wanted to say was awareness.
Awareness
is very, very important for massage too. My massage client, every time after finish my massage, I tell them like today, you know, you had right shoulder was tighter or like your spine wasn't, you know, they're not straight, not balanced. Like I always tell them because I want them to be aware.
So once,
because you don't know what's going on in your body, you don't know how to take care of it. So like since I'm doing massage and then I'm practicing yoga and then Sandy is teaching us a lot. So that I am more aware of myself inside, outside,
in tune.
Everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that makes more healthy body.
And that,
not only body, like everything.
Yeah. And that's a lot of times that's how a lot of people want to start practicing yoga because maybe the doctor recommended they have back issues or they just want to, you know, feel or depression a lot of times. And you start getting into it for that. But then the other benefits that you get as far as self-awareness and sort of being more in tune within your own body and not always about what's going to happen or what happened yesterday, what's going to happen tomorrow. It's about bringing your awareness within and to the moment where you are, and every moment you observe what's happening right now. You're not one step ahead, like when you're driving down the road. Sometimes you're driving and it's like, oh, I got here. How did I get here? And
that's me every day. Well, because you know, you're right. You're not being aware. You're
somewhere else. Your mind is somewhere, and it's being in tune with the moment where you're. And a lot of times, like with some students. When like meditation is difficult, so you know you can always just follow your breath or bring your awareness to like with you. Sometimes also mentally you might want to say something, Satnam.
Satnam.
And if you start to think, if you get distracted, you just try to bring your awareness back to your breath, or whether it's a mantra or just closing your eyes and trying to be in the moment, not somewhere else. And that's usually when, you know, when your body is put through a lot of stress, it also affects your whole body, your organs, your whole system. And yoga is about, I mean, a lot of the twists that we do, which I know you guys like a lot of the twists.
Yeah.
It's almost like giving since you're a massage therapist, it's giving your organs a massage. So it's good for, you know, I have students, very young students to 99 years old. And anyone can do it, and every class can be modified. Poses can be modified.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is it for everybody?
Yeah.
Is it for the? Is it for mainly for athletes? Is it mainly for? Who's it for?
I've had students. I've had runners. Okay, on the track team at a high school. I have people. I've worked with people with Alzheimer's. That are in their late 90s. I have people that are wheelchair bound. Sometimes it's just. You know, it's just almost breathing a little deeper. We use about a third of our lung capacity. Mm-hmm. Just breathing a little deeper affects our brain as well.
Yep.
And our respiratory system, which you guys are runners, so of course that is going to be affected.
It's funny because I noticed that classes are kind of structured, meaning that it seems like when we first start a yoga class, Generally, not always, because they're all different, which we really appreciate, because there's no one yoga class is always the same. I mean, yoga classes are not always the same, but because you're a good instructor. But it seems to me like we start a class generally with breathing exercises, maybe some breathing, a little bit of meditation, which goes into what we call warm up, which is just very, very gentle movement, because if you get into the real serious poses too quickly, that's not good for your body either.
The leg behind your head, like usually you start with your leg behind your head.
I won't be doing that.
No, that's it's important to start with some kind of breath awareness, because you want to sort of let go of what was happening that day. You want to be you want to sort of tune into your body and kind of just bring your awareness within yourself, and that's when we start. And there are different breathing techniques. There are some breathing techniques that are relaxing, and there are some breathing techniques, which you guys know in Kundalini yoga, which are more energizing.
Well, you told me, I think a while ago, you told me if before I'm ready to go on stage and do a talk, that the breath of fire, because that's going to it's going to be really energizing.
Yes, yes, and it helps focus as well.
What's the breath called that's more relaxing?
Nadi Shodhana, alternative nostril breath, it balances the right and the left.
And we generally start off with that breath very often in the class.
And everyone's different, and that's why I think it's important to change, you know. I mean, I know we've done classes before where we've done the same in other classes when you started yoga, where you're doing the same poses every week. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to sort of mix things up a little bit, make things more interesting, and just hopefully people will take some of the stuff that we learn in yoga or we practice in yoga and take it home and maybe practice just some of the breathing techniques or meditation. That's why we tried every week. We try to do a different meditation. Some people like guided meditations. Some people just breath awareness, candle gazing.
Mm-hmm, right. Now, I've spoken to people over the years that are kind of like almost like afraid of yoga because they think that it's going to be either intimidating or they're not flexible. They won't be able to do it. They won't be able to keep up with the class. They don't know what to expect. It's scary. It's new agey. Mm-hmm. And what do you say to those kind of people that are just kind of like afraid to get started?
Well, new age yoga has been around for thousands of years. And I know a lot of times that there are so many different styles of yoga. And you have to really pick what's right for you. Some people.
What are the different styles?
Ashtanga, there's Kundalini, there's Vinyasa. You know what? If you have like maybe 5 hours, we can talk about the differences between. But I think that it's important to find what's important. What is right for you. One instructor may not be right. You know, everyone has different personalities. Some people, like I said, some people want a gentle, you know, that's why I like to mix things up. Sometimes we have the gentle yoga, like Kundalini yoga. Kundalini is more rhythmic. You like Kundalini. I know we practice both. Kundalini and sometimes Vinyasa.
But what is if somebody will go to a typical yoga class in their town, maybe given at the YMCA or something like that, what type of yoga is that generally?
Well, hatha yoga is probably if you watch television commercials, that hatha yoga, which is a lot of stretches, the basic like tree pose, which we do. That's important.
But a lot of people have heard of a lot of people always refer to downward dog. Is it downward dog?
That's your favorite.
I have a tough time doing it. But cat cow triangle. Those are generally hatha yoga poses.
Well, it's all they're actually when we link poses together and they sort of flow. That's vinyasa. You flow from you move from one pose to the next, And it's all sort of, I think it's good to mix things up. Try different instructors, try different styles of yoga. What's right for one person isn't going to be right for another person. But you want to make sure the instructor is certified. Mm-hmm. That's because you can get hurt. You can get hurt doing anything.
Yeah. I have a client. He's taking yoga class, but like one day he came up in Yoko, like today I have like a little tension here, like legs or something. I think I got hurt from yoga. Really?
What, like, do you know what style was it?
I don't know. Another time, like one of my relative, she said, like, oh, I don't like yoga. And I said, why? She said, because it's too weird. Like, in weird poses, that's not for me. But I guess...
It's not natural. Well, it's not natural,
yeah,
right?
Well, I guess they just, like, judged by only one instructor or one style
of yoga. Well, I had I don't know if you remember, I had a personal trainer, I don't know, you remember David, 6 or 7 mm-hmm. years ago, who was really, he thought yoga was horrible for your body. Now, obviously, he didn't know what he was talking, seriously, he didn't know what he was talking about, because
I'm going to slug him.
Well, I don't even know where to find him these days.
oh, we'll find him.
But, but a lot of people think that it's either dangerous, it can injure you, stay away from it. So that's a good point, Yoko.
Right.
Anything. And also, when you have classes, there's so many people, like sometimes Bikram yoga classes, there are so many people.
Bikram is the hot yoga, right? What is your,
yes.
So what is your feeling
okay,
on the hot yoga?
My view is if you have a good background in yoga, you know, body alignment, which, you know, is really important. The instructor doesn't go around, there are no props, they don't really modify. You basically go from one pose to the next, same poses.
In a hot room, to me, I
think a lot of people like it, but I think that there are a lot of injuries also.
And is it good for your body?
If you want just the physical part of the yoga and you are very fit, then that's free, but that's not what yoga is all. In my opinion, and as far as traditional yoga instructors would probably say, there's so much more to yoga than just these poses that have been around forever.
My feeling is, and correct me if I'm wrong, my feeling is Bikram yoga, you know, the hot yoga, the hot yoga where you're doing these really hot rooms, is more for like the very... like competitive
yes.
people that just want
really?
To do like that's what I,
oh,
I'm not
I
saying it's good.
Oh, there's more to it than that.
I think it's like how difficult can we make it? How much can we sweat? How much water can we lose? Where it's not, I don't think it's
well,
real
okay.
yoga.
I've
taken those classes. I don't think it's true yoga.
And also basically he's trying it. This particular yoga, they're saying that in India, where yoga actually, you know, originated, mm-hmm. It's very hot, mm-hmm. and that's what they're trying to do, you know.
Oh,
and but basically, this is in a room. This is in a room that is enclosed. It's not necessarily the healthiest atmosphere, and
right.
it's like there are no modifications. There's basically a teacher
on a
microphone barking out instructions.
Right.
And you know what? If that's what you want, then you know what? Go for
it. I'm not saying it's not a. It's
no,
probably, no, it's probably a fantastic workout.
It.
It's probably a great workout. But is
but
it true yoga? I don't think it really is.
No,
true
because
yoga.
The poses are not. And that's a limb of yoga. That's part of yoga. And there's so many different aspects of yoga. And just dealing with your physical body, you can. You know, it's dealing with your whole body, mentally, physically, spiritually. I don't think that Bikram necessarily addresses that, and I think it's more about okay. Well, and poses, it's not looking at someone else and say, oh, I can do that. I can do that. Everyone's body is different, and it's important to sort of to modify poses.
Well,
I mean, if I'm working with someone that is in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with someone that is a runner in high school or on the track team. It's a totally different class. Sometimes classes are sort of generic. You want to make sure that the class is that you tell the instructor if you have any issues physically with your body, anything, but I don't necessarily... I'm not sure. That doesn't always happen. So,
no, I was what I was doing. Okay, so you can't see this on, because this is audio only, but see, Sandy keeps banging her knee like that, and it's going into the mic, and I'm trying to tell Sandy very gently not to go like that, and she's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Stop touching me.
I'm just trying to tell you not to bang your knee like that, because my listeners are going to hear that every second, so... You got to be careful with that, Sandy. That's what I was trying
to say.
Yeah, it's okay,
it's
Yoko.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
let's.
No, you can't make noise like that.
Let's wrinkle paper.
Yeah.
Let's gulp.
Well, okay, now that you said that, I can. Is it okay to say that? Listen, okay, listeners, I will tell you, Sandy and Yoko are actually, this is not allowed in my studio, but we're making an exception today. Sandy and Yoko are drinking red wine.
Yay!
Now, I'm drinking.
Carpeting.
I'm drinking water. Spring water, healthy spring water.
Oh, yeah.
When you guys are drinking red wine. And I think, I'm not so sure the alcohol is such a healthy thing. You're a yoga instructor, you're a massage therapist. I'm here drinking the healthy water. Mm-hmm. You guys are drinking the red wine.
Yes.
Yeah, we're having fun. Yeah. And what? How about balance? I mean, does everything that you do?
Are you going to go eat ice cream sundae after this? Because it's bad.
No, I won't.
Well, you're vegan.
No, I'm vegan. Yes. How do you know?
You're not eating any kind of ice creams. How do you know a vegan's in the room?
No,
don't worry.
They'll tell you.
After 5 seconds, they'll tell you.
But
I feel good. You know what? I'm 52, and I swear to you, I honestly, I feel better at 52, healthier than I did when I was in my 20s. And I'm very honest.
That's why the program is called Slice Your Age in Half, because you both have already sliced your age in half. No, I'm serious. Yeah. You guys look
red wine
great.
Is not bad.
You're healthy. You practice what you preach. You do these things every day or almost every day, and and you live a life of moderation. You don't go crazy, but you are a vegan.
No.
You don't make any exceptions.
You will never eat meat.
You will never eat animal products.
No, I won't. And that's up to and I think everyone should do what's right for their body and what they feel is right for themselves and not judge other people.
Now, so getting back to the yoga for a second, we're getting off track is totally fine.
We never do that. Getting off track is totally acceptable.
But getting back to the yoga class, okay, so like here are your two students. I'm in your class. Yoko's in your class. Yoko.
And the cats.
And the cats come down sometimes. But Yoko looks like, honestly, she could be on the cover of a yoga magazine. Her poses are like so great. And then on the other hand, you've got me.
I can't deceive myself.
But you look good.
And on the other hand, Dave is such a loser.
You've got me.
But no.
Let's face it. I do not look like Yoko. But here's my question. But no, my question is this. Am I getting the same benefit that Yoko is doing these extremely beautiful poses? You're giving me modifications. But am I getting just as much benefit as Yoko is? And I mean that very seriously.
Okay, and yoga, and I tell all my students, yoga isn't performing arts. It's not about looking like you're on the cover of a yoga journal. And you're, okay, there are certain poses where, like, locus.
Do I look better than Yoko? Do I actually look better than Yoko?
I'm going to tell you right now, you look a lot better. No, it's not a competition. I'm kidding. And it's important to have fun.
Do I look better in locus, though? My locus is better than Yoko's locus.
Oh, yours, you look so much better. No, it's not about, and you have to throw your ego out.
Is it not okay to have a healthy ego?
You know what? It's about sort of challenging yourself, being challenging yourself and doing what's right for your body, and not trying to look like the other person because everyone's body is completely different.
But you didn't answer the question. Am I getting just as much benefit?
Yes, you're absolutely. Because it's not about for Yoko, certain poses come easy to, because she's naturally flexible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people are not. There are certain things that we've done, Kundalini sets that we've done in the past, and there are probably two other students that are able to, like, the one bring your heels toward on the floor.
Yeah,
and sometimes that is, you know, it's most people are not. Everyone's body is different, and you have to do what's right for your body. And you can't look at. That's why I usually say when we're practicing yoga, you see what I'm doing, and then you close your. As long as we're not balancing, close your eyes and bring your awareness within. Do not look at anyone else, especially Yoko or one of my students, Nejwa, who's very flexible.
And, you always talk about Nejwa. Being
Nejwa,
very flexible.
Yes,
she's. You know, I tell you, I hate Nejwa.
Nejwa will hear this, and she's going to think it's funny.
No, I love Nejwa. If she's flexible, she's a great yogi.
She is. No, it's not about being. It's about it's beneficial to everyone. It's not just the physical part of looking like someone else. It's mentally and physically.
Not only are the modifications, but there are for example, when we're sitting on the floor, you know, we call it easy pose, like a cross-legged
Sukhasana.
Pose. Sukhasana. Yoko is doing it on the floor on her mat, but I usually have to have like a little a bolster to sit on. So
two or three, and that's most
that's
guys
okay.
are tighter in the hips.
And that's totally okay. And like for example, when we're doing something, and Yoko can like reach her toe, we're sitting down. Yoko can reach her toes. I use a strap. Because it's like a modification. It's like a, what do you call it? It's a prop.
Yeah, it's a prop. And also, there's a big difference between men and women. Also,
that's
the guys
very
tend
true.
To be tighter in the hips.
And also, as a massage therapist, like Asian people are more flexible.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want. I wasn't
like
sure.
When I massage, I do stretch.
Well, it's okay for
too.
Her to say it because she's Asian. She can say
Asian. Yeah, because I didn't
want to
be.
We can't say.
I wasn't going to say it.
Why?
Oh, we are serious.
No, it's like the body is different.
Cultural. It is.
Asian people are generally
because
more flexible.
Because Nejwa,
even men and women.
Nejwa's from Iraq.
Oh.
Okay, and both you and Nejwa are the only two people. There are certain, when we've done detox sets before, there are certain things that, I mean, no amount, when we, I would probably say that there are two students that I have that have been able, that are able to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And to me, I feel like it's more, like you said.
What? What did I say?
Culture. You said Asia.
Oh, yeah. Well, Asians are more flexible. but it's true.
Why you cannot say that?
I
just said it on the air. It's my show.
But
I
was stumbling over this. But no, because, and there's a guy, Mike, in the class, in Nejwa's class. Her husband, she's from Iraq. Her husband's from Iran. And these are two people. I love these people. And the other people in the class... Mike or Susie will look at Nejwa and, I can't do that. And that's, you can't look at someone else and you can't compare yourself to anyone else. Mm-hmm. It's, you really need to let go of, you know, that, and it really is kind of the ego. And that needs to,
you need to leave your ego at the door.
Yes.
Now,
leave it at the door.
Our class generally is about an hour, maybe a little
an
over
hour and
an hour.
It's always probably an hour and a half.
So the average yoga class should be about an hour and a half, would you say?
It's not about should be. An hour and 15 minutes.
Should be, could be.
An hour and 15 minutes. I mean, I teach at Maryland Public Television. They have an hour lunch. Okay, so it's an hour. So, but for me, it's important to sort of just tune in at the beginning and make sure we have meditation at the end. Just
now,
sort
I was going to say, I'm going to talk about that because, so the way I see our class is usually flowing. We got the breathing at the beginning. We've got the warm-up. We got the real poses we get into.
The
real poses we do. And then at the very end of the class, it's called Shavasana, which is, by the way, my favorite part.
It's everyone's favorite pose.
So explain what Shavasana actually is and why is it important?
It's to to restore balance. It's almost like when we start class where you sort of let go of when we start pranayama, which is breathing techniques. You sort you just whatever breathing technique we may practice on that particular day, it lets you it helps you to let go of what's been going on around you and sort of brings you, your awareness within. At the end of the class, it's really important to relax every body part and to restore balance, really. And so you're able
ours usually goes for 10, 15 minutes.
It's important to, Shavasana is just as important as the poses that we practice.
It's really just as important.
Yeah.
So explain what Shavasana is. Because I think we look like we're just lying down on our backs.
Because you are.
Yeah, so explain what it looks like and what it does for you.
It's just you're lying after we've done classes that are very gentle classes. We've done classes that are more challenging. And it's about sort of relaxing every muscle, bone, joint in your body to if you have to get out and drive and do just to restore balance. So you're not going from one thing to, so we're not going from dolphin like we did tonight, and we're just leaving. Mm. It's important to relax mentally, as well as the physicals, what we did physically with the poses. So it helps to restore balance. Yes, it does.
And normally we have some type of either really relaxing music during Shavasana. Sometimes you bring in your little, what do you call your bowl? What do you call it?
Crystal bowl.
Crystal bowl, singing bowl.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is kind of...
We hallucinate.
My listeners, Sandy's song gets a little crazy, so we don't really hallucinate. I wonder if sometimes because it emits like a really like a very calming, but I can't describe the sound that comes out of the crystal.
Well, there's a big difference between sleeping and sort of conscious relaxation. That's meditation or
conscious relaxation.
Or when we've done yoga, it's just a guided meditation, and we've done a lot of meditation.
Sure.
So there's a big difference what meditation and Shavasana does physically and mentally to your body. Than just sleeping does. I mean, it's important to get sleep, but you know what? It's your endocrine system. The big difference is,
You've got to explain this. Shavasana is not sleeping.
Conscious relaxation. Yes, and that. Done on a regular basis, that Yoko is making some strange hand signals.
Yoko wants to say something.
She wants to say something.
Just say it, Yoko.
Just say it.
Should I bring the singing bowl?
Oh my gosh.
Why don't you quietly walk out of the studio and get the singing bowl and then come
back.
It's very interesting because it could be a good way to... when we get towards the end of the program, you can do the singing bowl a little bit and let our listeners experience that, because that's how we oftentimes end the yoga class. And it's very, very, I guess, meditative,
calming, and it's sort of you. A lot of people have stress in their daily lives, so
everybody does.
Yeah,
everybody has stress.
And this actually, whether it's guided meditation, whether it's the bowl, anything, it helps to bring your awareness to so whether it's the flame on a candle, whether it's the sounds around us, it brings your awareness to something else other than, so you're, like I've said many times, to the moment. It's important to all our systems. Also, one of the things, the breathing techniques actually physically can lower blood pressure. For people, some people have chemical imbalances.
Some do.
And,
One thing I've noticed, seriously, since we've been doing yoga, you're laughing, but no, since we've been doing yoga, you need to get a little more sleep, I think, because you need to sleep a little more. I will say Sandy, when she came for class this evening, Sandy admitted that she was finishing, she was doing some work on her kitchen cabinets and taught a lot of classes, and she did not get a lot of sleep.
Well, and I was, and I was with my,
one of your clients.
My 82-year-old boyfriend.
Right.
in the rehab place. But yeah.
You see, look, my listeners don't know you that well. They don't
know
you're sarcastic, so you have to clarify.
I'm sarcastic. I'm sarcastic.
So who's your 82-year-old boyfriend?
No,
he's a client.
Yes, he's a client, and actually, he actually broke his leg. He's 82 years old, mm-hmm. and he's in rehab right now. And we've been working on some breathing techniques, and
fantastic.
A lot of the stuff some of the movements that I've been doing with him. Is done in physical therapy.
Right.
A lot of it, because, you know, like I said, for whether it's, if you, so I've worked with people that are going through cancer recovery, back issues.
You know,
yoga just made a noise.
I want to tell you, I started to say a little while ago, since I started yoga and have been doing it on a regular basis, and also, practicing it on a regular basis, like almost every morning when I can, I really feel, because you said something about decreasing anxiety.
I feel
so relaxed. I'm not kidding. I've been on some of my other programs. I talk to my listeners about you've got to reduce stress in your lives. And even, for example, when you're driving along a highway, and Yoko, you know, sometimes when we drive and there's some idiot driver who's either tailing you or cuts you off, you can't get upset with them. And I don't get upset anymore at all. You just have to, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I hate that expression, it is what it is.
But it's true.
But you can't let other people get you
control your emotions.
Right.
Because
and yoga really helps that.
And like you said, because for years you had practiced on the classes, you mm-hmm. practice once a week, and mm-hmm. then lately you've been
almost
practicing
every day.
Yes.
Almost every
and
day.
That's
such a difference.
That's important. That's more important. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you could practice 5-10 minutes. And it's not just about the poses.
Right.
Maybe just bring your awareness to where you are. Bring your awareness to your breath, or just everything around you. Notice it, because half the time we're living in our head, thinking about what is ahead of us or what's happened in the past.
Well, a lot of times we're not. I don't even living in our head. I don't even know if it's the right word. Because a lot of times we're not even thinking about anything. Like, I guarantee a lot of people are eating a meal and don't even stop for a second to think of where maybe even came from.
Yes. Ooh, don't get me started with that.
Because you've got to be more aware of everything.
And in tune within yourself, and also where you're. What is with food, for instance?
Yeah.
I mean, you eat something, where you drink, and you do it. You don't really.
We don't think.
You don't think, and you don't actually. Sometimes people look, but they don't see. It could be anything.
Exactly.
It could be the grass, like moss.
True.
Or a sunset. You look. You see, but to really. To really see things, I think it's important. Mm-hmm. That's the same.
Let's do this. I want to ask you something. I want to have both of you back soon, because I know we've kind of talked in generalities, saying but I think maybe our listeners want to know a little bit more. Maybe you could even. I know it's not. This is audio only, but I know maybe. They want to know maybe some simple poses they can do at home, some simple breathing techniques at home, some simple things that maybe can be described through our voice and not really video. So we can do that. So I want to have both of you back. But just real quickly, and then Yoko, I want to have you demonstrate that bowl. But real quickly, if somebody wants to start with yoga, where can they look in their area? I mean, some people live in big cities, some people in smaller towns, but where would be a good start? How do they find a class or an instructor?
I would probably, it's good, just reference, talking to other people that have practiced yoga, making, like I said before, it's important that the instructor's certified. And just go online and look and see what's right for you. What's right for one person, like I said, isn't right for, you know, it's really a person. And then the instructor also. It's... Just do some homework.
And I think also just like look like on YouTube or something, yoga typed in, and then like, you know, see video or something.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is that a good idea to try to look at a video and try to practice yourself?
Because
like I started to yoga was like on TV program, like 30 minutes, and I recorded and I did by myself and I felt better. So that like maybe the first step may be good. And then like, but after like Sandy started to teach us
alignment,
that much, much, much better. Mm-hmm. So that like, and sometimes like, you know, somebody who couldn't find a good instructor like Sandy, but still like, you know, yoga is beneficial.
But I think getting it from a book or from a video might be difficult.
No, because alignment, you know what? Because think about when we first started, alignment, because just sometimes, you know, I always talk about neutral pelvis, mm-hmm. you know, and just your spine, shoulders, right. and you don't really necessarily get that. I've seen videos where if you don't know the basics about alignment, body alignment, mm-hmm. or if you have issues, most people, whether it's hip issue, anything, you need an instructor that can see that, can see this, you know, and mm-hmm. can sort of modify everything. I think it could be dangerous to refer. It's, books are good, but I think you also need to find a certified instructor and then practice on your own.
Right. I mean, you don't need a certified instructor for life, but to get you started.
Yeah, to get you started.
And then maybe, you know, once in a while, but then you can pray. Here's the thing. It took me, you know this, it took me 2 to 3 years before I really felt comfortable practicing on my own, because now we've been doing this for so long. I know so many of the breathing techniques and the poses. I feel like I can do this on my own. But when we first started, I really didn't feel like I remembered a lot of them and couldn't do them.
Yeah, and that's and what is very important with you is you use it in your business as well. When you have to, right before you get on stage or right before you speak somewhere,
or even traveling.
Yeah, traveling
on an airplane. I can sit there and do a pose.
Most people and Yoko, you know, people are tight in certain areas. A lot of times mm-hmm. we carry tension in whether it's our shoulders or what, and there's so many techniques that you know, that you can do on your own. You don't have to pay anyone else to do, you know, you don't have to pop a pill, because I think a lot of times you have issues with your back, you have lumbar issues, you know, there's so many pain medication, and I think there's so many there are other ways, and you know, Yoko being Asian that's what day takes. But I mean, it's, you know, that there are other ways. There, you know, you don't necessarily have to pop. There are alternative mm-hmm. ways, and
I think
holistic.
Popping a pain pill should be the last.
That's my point.
The last thing you do.
That's my point. And even with high blood pressure, with high cholesterol, there are so many things that we can do. Mm-hmm. Also, people with depression. You know, and there's so many mm-hmm. things that we can do that it can actually boost those. Simply, you know, set in a, explaining it a little bit in simply.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for you. There are certain poses and meditations that can actually can boost feel good hormones and lower like cortisol, stress hormones.
Let's do this. First of all, I want to get both of you back because I think this is kind of an intro, but I think we can really help people maybe just try some things, even if it's a breathing technique. I think we, but let's, Sandy, okay, Yoko, you've got which bowl are you going to play? You got a large one and a small one. You want to do the larger one?
Sure.
I think that's going to make a better sound. Now, how about if you play it's called a singing bowl, right?
Yes.
Before you do it,
Tibetan.
Sandy, it's a Tibetan singing bowl. Before you do it, Yoko, Sandy, is there any way you can talk people through, even if it's a little breathing exercise, as Yoko is doing that, to kind of close the show?
Yeah, actually, probably belly breath is probably the easiest.
Sure.
And
you're going to have to describe everything.
Okay, so as you inhale through your nose, your belly expands. Let your belly expand as you inhale, like you have a balloon in your belly. As you exhale, your belly deflates. Inhaling through your nose and visualize that breath moving in through your nose into your belly. Belly expands. And with a slower, deeper exhalation, your belly deflates. Your eyes are closed. It's important to relax the muscles in your face. You can place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. And eyes closed, you can look upward between your eyebrows. And inhaling, belly expands. Exhaling, belly deflates. And that's such a simple thing to do every day, 5-10 minutes.
Don't even have to do it to this beautiful singing bowl. You can do it to like soft music or even nothing.
Sometimes silence is it's important. Yeah.
But listen to this beautiful bowl. I mean, imagine ending a yoga class with this, and probably it's not doing it justice coming over the mic of the podcast. But wow, beautiful. Sandy, if anybody has any questions about yoga or breathing exercises or anything, is it okay if they get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. And if, like I said, I teach businesses. I work in businesses, whether you have a business or in your own home. So private classes or business classes.
We have listeners from all over the world.
Well, I will go all over the world now.
If you want Sandy to come teach your yoga class, you can put her. We'll put her here. We'll put her in a FedEx box. We'll FedEx her to
Fun.
Your location.
No,
but in case anybody has any questions
if
they happen to be local, they can get in touch with you.
Okay,
you can keep doing that, Yoko. That's beautiful sound. Beautiful sound.
So if you do have any questions, you can contact me through my email address. Inner Spirit Yoga, INNER Spirit, SPIRIT Yoga, YOGA at yahoo.com. Ask me any questions, or if you'd like to give me a call, that would be great. 443-244-0673. And, like I said, I've done classes in home or businesses, or if you just have any questions, if you just want some, just to practice something on your own, you don't have to have, if you're, farther, just find a yoga instructor that's certified, and just try it and give it a chance. It's not a magic pill. Give it some time. And I promise it'll make a difference in your life.
I can vouch for that. It honestly makes a difference. I mean, I feel like in the few years I've been with you as your student and you're my teacher, I really feel a tremendous difference. So I want to thank Sandy. I want to thank Yoko. But this will not be the last they hear of you guys, because I'm going to have you both back, and we'll do some more episodes together. But for now, this brings this episode to a close. Thanks to all my listeners. We will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age in Half. You're no longer alone on this journey.